Brothers are requested to straighten the rows. Please try to fill in the gaps in front of you. Try to stand as close as possible. Jazakallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم صل على Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our success in fulfilling His commandments as shown to us in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This beautiful deen comes into our life with effort. And in regards to this, insha'Allah, after the dua, there's going to be a very important talk on iman and yaqeen and a'mal. Brothers are kindly requested after the dua quietly, please come close to the minbar and listen to the talk attentively. Jazakumullah khair. Food would also be served at 8:30 after the talk. So brothers, please remain until the end. Jazakallah.
برحمتك يا أرحم.
Please come close, brothers.
Quietly.
The brothers are requested, if you can face this way, Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa habibana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة الناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected brothers, elders, youngsters, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given to me and you hundreds and thousands of His bounties. Each one of us sat here today is a perpetual recipient of thousands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties. The amazing thing is, most of the bounties Allah has given to me and you, most of them, almost 99% of them, are those bounties that me and you did not request Allah for in dua. There's a handful of things. Maybe a person asks for good health. Maybe a person asks for, at the time of marriage, a pious wife. Maybe at the time he asked for a good home, a good job, a good car. Maybe you can count on two hands the bounties, the ni'mats that we requested Allah for and He gave it to us. Most of them, most of the bounties we have, the eyes and the eyesight, the ears and the hearing, the tongue and the speech, everything that goes on inside, everything outside which is connected to us, and is perpetual. Perpetual means all the time. Most of us did not request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Allah, through His grace, through His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me and you. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands over a ni'mat to his slave, to me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see a karguzari, a report of shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you do shukr, Allah ta'ala will increase these bounties. Whatever it is. This beautiful masjid, 2-3 years ago it wasn't here. It's a ni'mat. And the deeper you think about any ni'mat, this masjid cannot come into existence just like this. There's a lot of effort that went behind from our forefathers. Lot of crying by night. Lot of worry, lot of concern. And then something like this comes into existence. It's a bounty for the rest of us. Bounty. Great bounty. The first thing Allah requests from us in shukr is you do it with your lips. Alhamdulillah. Once a person does this with his lips, says Alhamdulillah, thanks Allah in any words, any language, Allah takes it upon himself. This lightest form of shukr with the lips. Once a person does it, Allah loves it so much, he takes it upon himself. Allah does not need to take anything upon himself. But he takes it upon himself that I am going to grant him a bigger ni'mat than what he has thanked me for. The second one is, brothers, when we will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our lips, it will settle into our heart. The second shukr is our heart should be burdened with this ni'mat of Allah. Whatever it is. And it's thousands. We can't count them here. Your heart should be burdened underneath the weight of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person reaches this stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq for the third one, which is the most heaviest in the eyes of Allah. That the reason this bounty was afforded to this person, jis maqsad ke liye ye ni'mat usko di gayi, he fulfills that right of that ni'mat. Example, Allah gave us eyesight. If I utilize this eyesight according to the way shown to me, ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is shukr, whether we do it with the lips or not, this is shukr enough for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the heaviest. Unfortunately, brothers, today, unfortunately, I'm speaking about myself. Most of these ni'mats that Allah has given to me, we are utilizing for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for His obedience. That's what they were there for. We are utilizing these same ni'mats of Allah, whatever it is, health, wealth, time, our capabilities that Allah has given to us, we are utilizing these to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his masur dua, he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِلْنِعْمِ الَّتِي تَقَوَّيْتُ بِهَا عَلَىٰ مَعْصِيَتِكَ O Allah, I seek refuge from you. From what? Like you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ O Allah, I seek refuge in you. From what? From the bounties that you gave to me, that I utilize to disobey you. May Allah protect us all. The biggest ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me and you, brothers, is this ni'mat of iman. Iman. This ni'mat of iman, this connection, no matter how low it is, no matter how low it is, brothers, if we've got a connection with Allah, it's called iman. Iota's worth is still a connection with Allah. Miyaji Mehrab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, a famous pious person of our time, he used to say, Iska ehsas to kal hoga. We will realize the value of this small connection. You know, very small connection is going on, off, and we throw these wires away because you won't charge the phone anymore. we will realize this sporadic connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, when the whole humanity will be there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this person, the last person to come out of Jahannam, listening to the tones of the kuffar in Jahannam. Okay, you claim to be a Muslim. Yes, you didn't pray. You were disobedient to Allah. You were disobedient to your parents. You disobeyed every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you claim to be a Muslim. What help did your iman give to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will hear this conversation and He will say, take out every single person from Jahannam who has got an iota's worth of iman, meaning that connection with me, take him out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is that day that the non-Muslims will be saying, those who weren't afforded this ni'mat of iman, can we wish we too were Muslim? We too were Muslims, even to this stage. This ni'mat Allah has given to us, Allah wants a report from there also, a karguzari. Like I said, all ni'mats Allah wants a report from there on the day of Qiyamah. Any businessman, any businessman in this world, first he makes this business. He works hard and the business starts to run. His second figure is to increase the business. And his third figure is to protect the business. Our iman, this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this iman. We have to vie for the iman of the sahaba. Allah says in the Quran, Aminu kama amana nas. Believe in Allah. Have iman as the sahabas had iman. What was their iman? Someone asked Ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala, and did the sahaba used to laugh and joke? He said, of course they used to laugh and joke. They were humans. Of course they used to laugh and have a good time. But their iman was like mountains. Yes. The iman within their hearts. This is the iman we have to build, brothers. We have to build this iman like the businessman builds his business. Allah has given us this iman free of charge for most of us. Some people had to work for it, but then they have this iman. We have to increase the level, the kafiyat of this iman. We have to increase it day by day. And then we need to protect it. This is the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. This is the effort. How can we protect it? A person protects his iman. He protects his iman with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is successful not only in this world, but in qabr and akhirat. A person who disobeys Allah, he is the most biggest failure, no matter what materialistic thing he has. In this world, in the qabr and akhirat. Khasare mein gaya. Uski dunya bhi ujhar di jati, akhirat bhi ujhar di jati. May Allah save us, protect us. Akhirat is a thing, brothers. This life that we have, this life, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. A few months ago, in November, I went somewhere, abroad. The next day, 14th of November, 15th of November, October, sorry, I receive a phone call. Okay, my neighbor, some of you might know him. He has suddenly passed away. Nice. Suddenly, no illness, nothing. No, absolutely nothing. Came back from work, prayed his salah, and passed away. How old? 38 years of age. 38 years of age. Four children under the age of 10. One, 3, 4 months old. This is reality of life. We don't know when it will touch us. We do not know when it will come. Intelligent person, al-kayyisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Who, the intelligent person, you know, I can have a certificate from the big universities of this world, the Harvards, the Yales, the Oxford, the Cambridges. But this certification is from the noble lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-kayyis, the intelligent one, is who? Man dana nafsa, who controls his desires. Allah has given me and you desires. Allah is not a zalim, that He gives you desires but there's no place you can fulfill them. The place a Muslim can fulfill his desires is in Jannah. Only if he suppresses them now. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And he prepares for the life after death. I was studying in Nizamuddin in India in 1996. I had a very, very good friend of mine who I grew up with in Blackburn. Few years younger than me. The first letter I received when I went to study was the announcement that he has died at the age of 18. There's some life events, brothers. Allah Ta'ala har zamane mein logo ki rehbari aur hidayat ke liye misale qaim karta hai. One of our elders say, in every age, every era, Allah Ta'ala makes provisions for the guidance of these people. When we hear, when we see, when we know our neighbor, our friend, our brother, our nephew. I buried two of my nephews, 4 months old, 1 day old. When my time will come, we don't know. Whether I go when I'm 20, whether I go when I'm 30, or whether I go when I'm 120. One of my ustads, Maulana and Imam Sahab's ustad, Maulana Ilyas Sahab Barabanki, he's also passed away, Rahmatullah Ali. Again in the same year of 96, me and Abdul Rahman Akudi, we were studying in his room at night, about 2 o'clock. Suddenly his son Harun came, and he said something in his father's ear. Straight away, Molsab shot up. He was old himself, very old at the time. And he said to us two, can you two come with me? So we went through the alleys of Nizamuddin. In the way, we asked, where are we going? He said, my father has passed away. So me and this other lad from Batli, we're looking at him, and you're so old, your father's still alive. So we asked him, how old was your father? We're going to give ghusl to him. He's 126 years of age. We bathed him. Regardless what your age is, brothers, when we pass away, or when we go from this world, the idea, the trick, the success of a person is for those people, whoever, whatever age that you go, that Allah has to be pleased with me. That's it. Allah will be pleased with me through obedience. This life is insignificant in terms of numbers. 50 years, what is it compared to the first day of Qiyamah, 50,000 years? 50, 60, 70 years. Each of us, Allah has given to approximately about 55 years. If we live up to 70. Before 15, we're too young. So 50 years, one third of that goes in sleep. How much is left? This, if we make good, this insignificant time of this world becomes very, very significant in terms of akhirat. It's insignificant on this side, in terms of numbers, time. But it's the most significant thing in terms of akhirat. This 50, whatever time is given, that's your whole lot. That's one life. This life made, akhirat made. This life wrecked, akhirat wrecked. It's as simple as that. Allah has given me and you this chance. These youngsters here that we see. We cannot guarantee, I cannot guarantee I'll finish this sentence. I cannot guarantee returning to Blackburn. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I cannot guarantee after one salam will I do the second one. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this. Kam min salimin mata bi ghayri illatin wa kam min saqimin ashahinun min ad-dahr. How many youngsters going to the gym? Hafiz Patel Sahib always used to say this story. This guy, he's in the gym. He's playing football and he passes away, drops. Kam min salimin, how many healthy youngsters, healthy, mata bighayri illatin, they die without any given reason. No reason, passed away. My neighbor, I just told you the story, 38 years of age, gone. Wa kam min saqimin, and how many of those people, old people, they themselves are fed up with life. They're saying this themselves, but just death doesn't come to them. It's Allah's system. Kam min fatan asbaha wa amsa dahika wa kan nusijat akfanuhu wa huwa la yadri. How many youngsters are those who go to sleep in street language in a bus? How many? Having a whale of a time. Doing whatever, clubbing, pubbing, whatever. They go to sleep in a buzz. Apni masti mein so jate. Yet they don't know their kafan has already come into the local shop. In the morning they won't wake up. And their parents will go and get the kafan. In our case, it's already in the masjids. The kafan. The idea is whatever age Allah has given to me and you. Man asha alfan aw alfain fala budda min yawmin yasiru ila alqabri. Even if a person is given the life of 1,000 or 2,000 years, then remember, one day he also has to go towards his qabr. So we have to prepare before this time comes, brothers. We have to. We hear these stories, but what lesson do we have? Faya sa'ilin an unasin qad madaw amalaka fiman madha mu'tabar. Oh, you who are discussing the death of those who have passed away before. Forget talking about them. Matu jamian wa matal khabar. They are passed away, their news has passed away. Finish. But is there a lesson for you in this or not? There has to be a lesson. We lift janazas every single day. One day we will be lifted. We will be lifted. Now, what is the tayari? What is the preparation for that life? The real life. A person who dies, his akhirat has started. Barzakh is a transit. After that is Qiyamah Day and Jannat and Jahannam. What is the preparation? Every single Nabi to come into this world, their first effort was to take out the wrong yaqeen from the hearts of the people. The wrong yaqeen. That I make an effort, I achieve some money. With that money, I will buy some things. With those things, I shall find peace. This is the wrong yaqeen. This is the yaqeen that Firaun, Haman, Karun, Qaum-e-Saba, Qaum-e-Samud, Qaum-e-Hud. And Allah mentions in detail how these 10 categories of people, with their wrong yaqeen, how they tried to establish themselves, how they tried to think that this is success, and how Allah destroyed each and every one of them. From the time of Nuh alayhi salam all the way up till the end. And this is revealed in the Quran so that we may ponder on this. If I am on this same dagar, if I am on this same path, then my result will be the same, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah does not change. And on the other hand, we have 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. 124,000 Sahaba kiram in front of us as a yardstick. These are our yardsticks. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and the Sahaba. their iman, their namaz, their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the sahabas did, what the sahabas did, how they strived, how they made an effort for akhirat, how they forwent this world, the worldly, this dunya, this worthless dunya, and how they concentrated on akhirat. How? This dunya that they had, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, big person, but still akhirat was in front of him. So this dunya was nothing in front of him. And what he will receive from Allah, then this will become insignificant in his eyes too. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he did tarbiyat of the sahaba. First took out the wrong yaqeen from inside them. La ilaha. There is no one worthy of worship. There is no one to love. There is no one to give your heart to. There is no maker. There is no breaker. There is no razik. There is no malik. Besides, illallah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This yaqeen, everything to do with Allah. And everything that transpired from this, it was a result, a natija of this firm yakin in the hearts of the sahaba. Allah's ilm is muheed. Allah does not forget the first leaf to have fallen down at the time of whenever the first animal was, or the first tree was. The first leaf to fall down, how did that leaf fall? How? Right way up, wrong way up. What became of this? Did it become yellow first, brown first, or did an animal come and graze this animal? What if it was grazed by an animal? Then which part of the body did it become flesh? How much of it came out? And what is the position at this moment after thousands of years? What is the position of that leaf? Now it's in Allah's knowledge. With the passing of time, Allah does not forget. Allah is aware of everything. Allah is aware of me and you. This yaqeen was built in the sahaba. So then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the tarbiyat of sahabas was done. Then there was two things left. The sahaba were in Makkah Mukarramah. Day in, day out, they're getting punished. Hazrat Bilal, and he's in the Hayatul Sahaba, he used to get dragged with a noose around his neck, not around his feet or his hands. Around his neck, he used to be choking at the same time. You know the story in Fazail Amal we read? And he's saying, Ahad, Ahad. The yaqeen of the ghair was taken out. The yaqeen of Allah was put in. That even in this state, he's saying, Ahad. Meaning he had firm yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah, the one I'm being punished for, is watching me now. I cannot desert him, and he will not desert me. The sacrifices of the Sahaba, of Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Khabbab, Hazrat Ammar, his family. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this great, great, great effort on the Sahaba. The Sahih Yaqeen came into their heart. And what transpired from this right Yaqeen? What transpired? Everything they did was guided by this yaqeen. That's why this is, as I said, this is the whole of tabligh. Yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we yearn for. This is what we work for. This is why these gatherings are for. There's a hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person, he had a piece of land. This person sold this land to this person. Next person. Now this person was full of yaqeen. He had made an effort on his yaqeen, on his iman. The person he had sold it to was also a person who had made great effort on his iman and yaqeen. After this land was sold to this person, he started to do work on this land. As he was digging, he found a pot of gold. I want to put I want all of us to put ourselves in this situation. What we would have done. So this person who bought this land, he left that there and he went to this person who had sold him the land. And he said, look, I bought the land of you. There's something I want you to see, which is, doesn't belong to me. I didn't pay you for this. So can you take it? So he brought him here and he saw a full pot of gold. This person whose yakin was made, reliance on Allah was made, honesty was made through this sifat of iman. He says to him, look, I sold you the land and whatever's inside. I don't want it. It's yours. So he's fighting, you take it. He's fighting, no, you take it. It's not mine. And he's saying, I didn't buy this gold, I bought the land. They went to the judge. The judge also had made his iman. Otherwise, if it was someone like me, aap ladte raho, main kyun baitha hoon yahan par? I would have said that. Why are you fighting for? Just give it to me. Why am I sat here for? But his yakin, iman was made. His honesty was made too. He says, every time people come to me, they say, we've come to the court because this is mine and he's saying this is mine. And you both are saying, no, this is his and he's saying this is his. So this judge was very wise. He said, have you got any children? He says, yes, I've got a boy. Have you got any children? Yes, I've got a daughter. He goes, what if you marry each your son to this girl? He said, we're happy. He said, okay, marry them and give this pot of gold to both of them. This is when iman is made, honesty is made. Everything that comes out of the human body is made. And if it doesn't work, this iman is weak. Iman is like this electricity, brothers. This electricity. If there was a fan here, if the power line is powerful, then the fan will work in full force. If it is weak, then it will be idling slowly, slowly. Like in our country, sometime off, sometime on, sometime very slow, sometime going extremely fast. And if the line from behind, the current, is completely off, then the whole game is over. This won't move. Exactly the same way, if our iman from within is strong, then the amal, whatever comes out from our body is called amal. The amal will also be powerful. Like those of Sahaba. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is prophesizing to Adi, you will see a girl walking from here all the way to the Baytullah, doing tawaf and going back, and there won't be a wrong gaze looking at her. And she will be laden. She will be a beautiful girl, laden with gold and silver, necklace, jewelry, but no one will have an evil eye to look towards her. Sifat. Why? Because the foundation, which is the iman, was made. It was made. So the amal was made. The eyesight was guided. The connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was correct. They were not disconnected with Allah for a... In one of the books, in the commentary of Mishkatul Masabi, there's this story. This buzug, he went for Hajj. He went to Hajj and he saw that this person, he's in holding the hilaf of the Kaaba, the curtain of the Kaaba, and he's crying and he's crying and he's crying. So he thought to himself, you know, this brother, at this moment in time, at the time of Hajj, millions of people from around the world, or thousands at that time, has come for Hajj. I don't think anywhere on the surface of this earth someone is connected to Allah like this person. Look at the state. He's in a state, he's in a haram, he's crying, he's holding the Kaaba on Multazam. So I gazed at his heart and I realized that he was not connected to Allah for even a second. Then I went to Mina and I saw a person, everyone is crying, making dua to Allah, doing zikr, doing tilawat, inviting people towards the amal of Hajj. And then I saw one person, he's shouting that this thing costs this much and this thing costs this much. I thought to myself, the same pious person. I said to myself that everyone is connected to Allah and this person is bothered about his dunya. Look, he's disconnected with Allah totally. I gazed at his heart and I found out not for a second he's disconnected from Allah. The Sahaba brothers, all the time, their connection with Allah was powerful. I was saying, when the iman was made, and Allah is doing their tarbiyah through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the Sahaba are in Makkah Mukarramah. They are in Makkah Mukarramah. In the future, Badr was going to happen, Hunain was going to happen, all the great victories was going to happen. One of the hikmats, the wisdom ulama write, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from Makkah and put into Madina Munawwara. That hijrat took place. Was that in the future the Sahaba would not say that we, like at the time of just pre Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth by 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the house of Allah through the birds. They were saved. Makkah was saved because of the Baytullah. The Sahabas in future, so they cannot say this, that our help in Badr and our help in Hunain and our help in Khandak and Tabuk and these places is because we are the residents of Baytullah, of Makkah, and in Makkah is Baytullah. To even take this issue away, okay, your help is not due to Baytullah. Your help is because of your perfect yakin in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala told Rasulullah and the Sahaba to move to Madina Munawwara. To get there, even fine-tune the iman even further. Then one thing was left. Now they could say that our help in Badr and initially in Uhud and then Khandak and then Hunain and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made by Allah to stay behind now. Stay behind. In Makkah Mukarramah. So where he went is called Ghazawa. Where he didn't go is called Sariya. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't go. And the Sahabas viewed with their own eyes the same help we are getting when Rasulullah is with us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the same help we are receiving when we are out without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now the whole yakin was made that our help is not through Kaaba, not through Baytullah, and not through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lesson for me and you till the day of Qiyamah, when our yakin will be strong, obedience to Allah will be strong, then the same help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down on individually and ishtimai on the whole world when we are on the same qualities as the Sahaba. This is the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. Our elders gave this in this country. People used to pray sometimes the Salah of Jummah on a Sunday. In some places in England, not everywhere, they used to pray Salatul Jummah on a Sunday because that was the only day off. Qasim Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, he told us, I came to England in 1962 from Burma. Qasim Khan was one of the elders in Blackburn. Many of you know him. He used to say in Burma, I was a 5 times namazi. He came from Burma, Myanmar or whatever it's called now. When I was a 5 time namazi in Burma and a tahajjud guzar. When I came here, the environment was such that I wouldn't read namaz for days and went past. I thought I'm leaving England and going back. What life is this? Then they started to make an effort. He said, I used to stand outside the masjid, the small masjid outside Bignali on the corner used to be. And I used to say to all these young people that came from India and Pakistan at the time. And I used to say, you know what? Let's pray namaz. They say, you came here for namaz, we didn't come here for namaz. Then he used to say, look, all of you are single people. You sleep in the masjid with me, and in the morning I'll cook you breakfast. So they thought we have to get up in the morning, cook our own breakfast or whatever it is, tea or whatever, is good. We found a new mom. So we used to stay in the masjid. Qasim Khan says, Wallahi, I didn't want to give them breakfast. It wasn't for the sake of breakfast I kept them in. I wanted 2-3 guys to be praying behind me in Fajr. There was no one in the masjid of Fajr. In the same masjid, brothers, same masjid now, there's at least 600 to 700 huffas. Same masjid, where there was not one person praying salah. In that area. We counted about 10 years ago. 10, 12 years ago. Within them 10, 15 streets is about 600 to 700 huffas. Hafiz. This effort, we don't realize, brothers. Now there is a saying what our elders used to say, Jo cheez sabab-e wujud hai, wahi sabab-e tarakki hai, aur wahi sabab-e baka hai. I'll explain this in English. The thing that is the reason for something to come into existence is the same thing that is the cause for it to grow. And it's the same thing that makes it, keeps it alive, keeps it into existence. Now, I'll give you an example if you didn't understand my French. You know a tree when we plant it in our garden? A tree, small tree. It needs three things, three main things. One is the earth around the tree. Number two, it needs watering, water. And number three, it needs sunlight. So it can do its whatever, photosynthesis or whatever it is, it can do that. Once these three things are intact, this small tree, sapling or whatever it is, it will start to grow. As it starts to grow, now it started to grow and you can see it with your eyes, it's growing. Can you tell me what things it needs now? Any change? Or is it the same thing? Keep the earth around it, give it water, and expose it to sunlight. And it will grow. Now after a few years, it's grown to a maximum. Depending on what tree it is, it takes a certain time for it to grow to its potential. Say 5 years, it started to bear fruit. Now to keep it alive, you need the same three ingredients. Water, earth, and the sunlight. If you take any of these three away, it'll start to die. From this, you can use this example on anything, human being as well, same thing. Same few core ingredients will be the source of him being coming to existence, growing, and then staying alive. Our elders, brothers, our elders, from the time of Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, all the way up till now, they gave to us an amanat through which Deen Islam was revived in places where you could not imagine. Could you imagine here in Lancaster? Historic city of Lancaster, 50, 60 years ago, that there's going to be Quran and Hadith being taught. There's a Darulum down the road. And so many in the Maktab here. So many in the Masjid here. Such a beautiful Masjid, not one, two Masjids. A prayer hall in the university. Mokam, there's Juma facilities there, and all the other small places that we have. We could not have imagined it. This came through sacrifice. Sacrifice, yes. People cared about the masjid and madrasa before they cared about their own family. As the elders were sat on the sides. The crying at night, the tears that were shed, the worry and concern for our future generations and our own self. These were core ingredients, regardless of wealth. Everyone was poor, whoever came here. But regardless of that, no, we have to make an effort. Where the concern and the crying came, and the sacrifice came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tartib is like this, whoever, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will open doors and avenues for whoever strives in our path. If we want to carry on, I'm speaking to the youngsters here. We have been handed over this baton. You know, in a relay race, whether it's 400 meter dash or 100 meter dash at the Olympics, the first person starts to run. He stays in the lane. He stays in the lane, and what he has to do, his job is two jobs. One is stay in the lane, and one is hand over this button to the next person. Even if you're Mr. Usain Bolt, and you drop this button, you're out of the race. Not only you, but your older guys in front, and that guy who made his effort has wasted too. We have been handed over this button, the facilities, the education, Islamic education, this work of Dawat and Tabligh. This is not a time to relax. Our tree has grown fully, if we think it has grown fully. Yet our effort should continue in exactly the same vein as our elders, predecessors did also. If this happens, then this tree, this beautiful garden will continue to flourish year in, year out. But if we become content, look at the history of the world for the last 1500 years. This year is the year when Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born 1500 years ago. It's exactly 1500 years. Look at the history. Where people became content. They were much better than us, than what happened to their places. The button was dropped at the first, second or third hurdle. They didn't finish this race. Our race, brothers, finishes two times. One is when we die, and one is when Qiyamah comes. We have to ensure, I've given my full ability for this religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this iman, that this reaches from nasl to nasl to the day of Qiyamah. For this older brothers, ready inshallah. Look, they told me until 10 past, I'm sorry, I've gone over 3 minutes. I want you brothers now, look, last story. Many brothers say we haven't got any provision to go out. Many brothers think, I've got no time, it's job, you don't know this, you don't understand this day and age. We don't understand religion, deen, better than the Sahaba did. Better than the Tabi'un did. We don't. They knew all the maslahs. One woman is encouraging her four sons to go out in the path and don't come back. On the day of Qiyamah, I want to be classed as a woman whose four sons passed away in the path of Allah. They understood Islam better than us. Siddiq Akbar. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is passing away and he is tashkilling a jamaat out. Usama's jamaat. India, there are big sahabas. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. Big sahabas are in there. This love for deen, more than anything else, love for Allah, love for the Prophet, love for Akhirat and meeting of Allah, going to Jannat. This should be paramount in our lives, brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they gave Qurbani. This is my time now. So that we can show our face to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many, many brothers have gone out. Last week there was so many brothers went out. This week so many brothers have gone out. We have to think, when is going to be my turn to go out? And everyone can go out, brothers. Don't think. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh came to meet Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh as a student from Saharanpur. This is a long story. When they were leaving, in the 2 days that Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib was with Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib told us this story in Dewsbury in 88 when he came. 88 or 89, I remember. He says, we had, as you know, India, Pakistan, they just jump on the train, hoping the TT doesn't come, and they came out in Delhi, Nizamuddin Airport, train station. When they came off, they hadn't paid, because we didn't have a penny in our thing, we were looking for somewhere to eat and somewhere to sleep. So someone said, you know, there's an old man, his name was Akhtar, Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He feeds everyone and he lets them sleep in this Banglawali Masjid. So we decided to go there. And we decided to go in at a time when Morsa would 100% have been sleeping. So we sneaked in the dead of the night. But Maulana Ilyas Sahab, he used to be sat there. And he used to be waiting for anyone to come so he could pounce and give them dawat. So they came in, these 4 or 5 students, and he recognized by their libas that these are students of some darulum. And he said, "Oh ho, wah wah, talaba aage." And we said, "Oh, we've got caught. We thought he must have been sleeping, so we wanted." Khaya apne nahi khaya. He fed them. After which, he said, "Why did you come?" He said, "We weren't liars. We were naughty boys, not liars." So we told him straight away that we came to have a look at Delhi, the architecture and the Jami Masjid and this, Lal Kila and all this. So what would you know about Delhi? You don't live in Delhi, I'll take you tomorrow. So Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah took them everywhere in Delhi. Qutub Minar and this and that, Shamsuddin Altamash's grave and everywhere. Besides Lal Kila, he took them everywhere. And they came back. He goes, during this time, he took a likening to me. He bonded with me, Sir Mona Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib says. In the end, on the stairs of the masjid, the old stairs, now they're closed, old stairs, original entrance, he goes, he came to put us there, and he says, "Sayyid?" I said, "Ji Hazrat, puri dunya mein jaane ki niyat karo. Make an intention to go throughout the world." I hesitated. I hesitated thinking we've just skipped a ride from Saharanpur here free of charge. And this old man is telling me to go throughout the world. I haven't got a penny in my pocket. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah gauged this. Okay, this is what he's thinking. And he says these famous words of Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah to Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahab, "Sayyid, jayb par nahi, ghayb par nazar rakho. Don't look at your pocket. Look at the treasures of Allah, what He will." He said, on the spot I made an intention. Believe you me, before this Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, this gareeb, poor person died in 1989 or 88, no, 98 or 99, he had traveled to majority of the countries of the world and lot of them multiple times. He came here many, many times. So brothers, no matter what hardships we have or what hardship we think we have tawakkul on Allah, have bharosa on Allah, have reliance and trust on Allah, and make an intention, I have to do my bit for myself and for Allah, for the betterment of deen inside and iman inside my life, and the whole, I could give you karguzari, but my time doesn't allow. Last one in 2 minutes. My father's jamaat was in Woking Jamaat last year. Some brothers came from that area today. They went for Gash Jawla. And in when you go pedal Jamaat, walking Jamaat, you go to places where no Jamaat has been maybe ever. They went to the library, got names. They thought that this is a Muslim name. They went there. They knocked on his door. Very, very angry person. "Why have you come to my door for? To escape, you people have come to live here in the wilderness." He goes, "Please talk to us. Can we talk to you? We've traveled about 20 miles to come and meet you." When they said this, he became a bit nervous, but still he's arguing with them, arguing with them, arguing. Meanwhile, in this toing and froing, they say, "Please, it's Salatul Maghrib time. We have to read it straight away. Can we have permission to come in your house and pray Salah?" Remember, he's arguing for the last half an hour. He said, "I don't want to allow you, but go on." This person is a born Muslim in an Arab country. He walks in, and then one of the brothers, just two of them, starts giving azan, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Half an hour he's fighting them. As soon as he heard the azan, he sits down on his chair and starts weeping. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This dawat itamma, this is full dawat, this azan." He starts crying all the way through azan. The other person is watching him. He's crying. Weeping. Not crying, weeping. He says, "After 29 years, I am listening to this azan. After 29 years, and that's what softened you." And he prayed salah with them. He didn't have a clue how to pray namaz. But this is what the world needs. This is, I'm talking about England. 10, 15 miles away from Blackburn, from Lancaster. 5, 10 miles out of Lankasa, you'll meet brothers who are born Muslims. They're 50, 60, 70 years old. They can't remember the kalima. I'm telling you, as a fact, I listen to these Karguzaris. So where are we in this story? How do we do something for Allah? So that we can at least look at the Sahaba in their eyes on the day of Qiyamah. Look at Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your deen, we didn't forget about it. We work for it, whatever, for ourselves and for others, to protect your deen, that it would last till the day of Qiyamah. For these brothers, you are requested to make an intention. 4 months at the first opportunity. Holidays are here now. To spend 40 days, 4 months. Give whatever irada you can during these holidays. Make your jamaats, get your friends ready, and go out in the path of Allah, brothers. MashaAllah. 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 Allah Ta'ala kabool farmaye. MashaAllah. Next week, 40 days. MashaAllah. Give your intention, brother. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. February. So regular Jamaat goes from here, alhamdulillah.
Full Jamaat from February, inshallah.
Full Jamaat with Imam Sahib.
And we'll try to complete the Jamaat for July, inshallah, for 40 days as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Allah accept you. MashaAllah.
Inshallah, all brothers make intention. Those who are already out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, renew intentions. Make intentions.
Give your intention, brothers.
Inshallah.
Can you look at you? Can you look at you? Kale, thik kale. Inshallah. Kaya, summer holidays, maybe kaya lakhao ni? Please, brothers. In the summer holidays. Otherwise, for a lot of us, it will be wasted. We know what happens in the holidays. This period takes a person far away from deen. More than ever before, it's necessary that we utilize these holidays, what they used to say in the olden days, make these holidays into holy days. It's more necessary now than ever before. People are on the brink of Islam and Kufr. Give your names, brothers. MashaAllah. Are you from Bolton or Lancaster?
Bolton.
Oh. No, Lancaster or koi nahi. Kitne jamaat se? Two jamaat se.
Na, ek jamaat se.
Ek jamaat. Oh, Kasim, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Kasim and me spent 4 months together. MashaAllah. Had a good time. And Hafiz Usman.
So your name?
Me and Nawaz spent 1 year together. Good day, eh? Wow. Very tough. Brothers, we don't realize, you know, the brothers who go in the path of Allah, what qurbani they are sat here with today, what qurbani they've done in the past. Allah reward them. Kasimu la kayu? Next summer. Asamar kuch hai? Even 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Chai jase inshallah. Inshallah? Inshallah. Kasim, alhamdulillah, he's been to Hajj as well. MashaAllah, he's brought back the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. I hear good things. MashaAllah. Oh, my God. 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 Oh, sorry. Tama bhai kahan gaya? Where's your brother? Black one ki taraf se, nahi, black one ki taraf se, yahan hai. Ye Maulana ka bhi likh.
Start off with the imams, then inshallah we'll work. Give your names, brothers, give your names. It's beneficial for us, beneficial for everyone, inshallah. Qasim is your friend ready as well? Are you trying? What is it? MashaAllah. Make an intention. Look, it doesn't cost us anything to make intention. But this intention, it gives us a reward. MashaAllah. Next summer, what's your name? Safwan. And before you go for them 40 days, try to spend 3 days every month, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Nakad,
MashaAllah.
July?
Tomorrow?
End of July, sir.
End of July.
Bunyadi logo.
Bunyadi logo. Amisha, tell me how are you? Chilla, MashaAllah. Hanif bhai ka likho, chilla. October mein, MashaAllah.
Usman.
Ye dusre Amir sahab ka likho. Usman bhai ka. 4 mahine. Wo to old life hai, old life ready. MashaAllah kabool for me. What's up tomorrow will khai diyen kasu
inshallah
imni to ul khao na 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 4 months for 40 days inshallah brothers I think all your ulama in this gathering have given names so I think it's only fair we have to follow the imam as well don't we when imam goes into ruku we all go into ruku when they go into sijda we all go into sijda mashallah look
haji ali
mashallah are you youngsters not interested in this irado karan beta Just pick an intention. Look, it doesn't cost anything. No one's going to come to your doors. At least this will inspire you to do more. We have to do a few things. We have to do intention, give sadaqah, make dua, and start telling everyone you're going on this particular day. If you tell your mom from now, I'm going next July, then when July comes, your mom will drag you out. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah accept your youth, brother. MashaAllah. From next month. Rais. MashaAllah. Rais, and your friend next row. Nadzo. In Blackman, I do reverse the skill, yeah? Whoever's not ready, get up. So everyone's just... I don't want to do that here. MashaAllah. Aapka bhi likha le, tamar likha le. No.
Both brothers.
Inshallah, niyat kar lo. Niyat.
Mushtaq.
Mushtaq bhai ne?
Anas.
MashaAllah. Allah tumhari jawani mein barkat aaye. MashaAllah. Brothers at the back. Anyone got intention? There's food time in few minutes as well. Inshallah. Morsa, oh, haan morsa to rahi gaya. Preston wala.
Minawara,
right?
The story just gave on the guy against the Kaaba.
All right, yeah. Connected all the time. Ever ready. Ever ready. Qasim, you want to take more time. Every brother ready, inshallah? Look, you go home, pray 2 rakat salah after Maghrib, or here. And ask Allah, oh Allah, if I've made intention, accept it. If I haven't made intention, oh Allah, make me make the intention. It's good intentions given by Allah. This is a ni'mat as well. Inshallah. Thik cha Musa. Meanwhile, brothers, until we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make an intention every single day after Salatul Maghrib, Salatul Asr, that is Talim takes place from here, from the minbar. So we participate, this is our nourishment. Like we eat every day, We have to eat every day for our soul as well, so it gets nourished. Every brother ready, inshallah? After Asr, each Sunday, that is, people, we go to meet the other Muslims in the community called Gashta Jawla. This is the backbone of the effort. All the brothers make an intention, inshallah, I'm going to participate. This is my area, I'm going to work for it, for the benefit. And it's for ourselves too. Originally, it's for ourselves, primarily. And the mashwira takes place. Make talim at home. The inshallah, the mahol, the environment of deen will be established in our homes, for our women, for our children. Look at the surrounding environment. We have to fight this with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Quran. Brothers ready, inshallah? And then make a plan. Once a month we will go out for 2 days, 3 days in the path of Allah. And ask Allah for tawfiq, more tawfiq. And Allah will bless you, inshallah. Every Thursday go to the gathering with the local brothers. And inshallah we will keep our iman intact like this. End of the year, go for 40 days. All brothers ready, inshallah? Time to put a yoke, put it. تطاع فتشكر تعصى فتغفر أقرب الشهيد وأدنى حفيد هلت دون النفوس وكتبت الآثار ونسخت الآجال القلوب لك مفضية والسر عندك علانية الحلال ما أحللت والحرام ما حرمت والدين ما شرعت والأمر ما قضيت والخلق خلقك والعبد عبدك وأنت الله الرؤوف الرحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير خزائنه بيدك ونعوذ بك من كل شر خزائنه بيدك اللهم إنا نسألك من فجاءات الخير ونعوذ بك من فجاءات الشر اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين.
Can I kindly request our Jamaat brothers, please wash your hands and go upstairs. Then rest of us as well, inshallah. Wash your hands in the wudu khana, then go upstairs for the food. Jazakallahu khair.